This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
At the other end of this, Christian Kroma, is a science fiction book I read a long time ago, where instead of traveling through space, an individual would download their consciousness to a clone being. That clone would then make the voyage, do whatever it's going to do, and then return, and the consciousness would be uploaded with changes, kind of like a backup system.
Okay. In my book, I describe a digital twin, and it's like something the same. It's you, but it's not you. But it can do things like you do things, and it can learn things, and it can come back to you, and it can transfer the data to you. So in that sense, I think we will see these kind of new ways of being present in multiple areas at the same time, and learn and interact with other entities in multiple locations at the same time. So I think in the future it will be possible. It's already possible. You can, for example, fly a drone and you can look through the cameras of the drone with your own eyes. So you can be present in the air. Well, we're not able to fly. So I think when technology increases and become more advanced and more powerful, we will see more and more of these opportunities, and that we were able to travel in space while being on Earth and visit the moon or visit Mars while sitting in your chair in your living room. So these technologies will be there, and I don't think it will take that long. But it will increase our presence and our level of consciousness. I think the way we see the world will change dramatically through these new tools.
This is really interesting because it brings up a point in our forum by where our forum member Blowfish, who says that NASA right now is seeking to go back to the moon. And he brings up one of the projects that they have, which is called the First Deep Space Internet. So when we get looking into that, what we've got is a system that is already in space that is, if you go with your analogy to the human nervous system and how we hook up, we've extended that nervous system now out into space. It's 20 million miles from Earth now, the connection points. Now, this really brings up some interesting ideas in terms of what might happen with this nervous system. Suppose we have AI becomes intelligent, self-replicating and aware, and is now spreading itself out into space. What's stopping it from just saying, okay, well, I'm just going to keep on going and leaving us here?
Well, what I believe at the end of these seven waves, we have an Earth with humanity living like one single organism. And I think the next step of that is going to the next seven waves, where the first step will be developing some kind of interstellar language so we can communicate with other entities, start to develop an infrastructure, second wave, between those spaces or planets or whatever we call it on a more collective level. The third wave will be about the internet, creating the nervous system between those. Perhaps it's an extension of our own society, or perhaps it's a different kind of society, but create an internet, a connection, or a nervous system between those different societies. And what we basically do is go through these seven stages again, but now it's not about a cell or an organism, but it's about a planet start to go into space like a society. So I think that these seven waves, and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Virgin Galactic is already doing this. They're already exploring the next seven waves by going into space and making that connection with other planets and stuff. So I think it's logically the next wave in our evolution, going into space and going through those seven waves in an exponential higher speed as we did in the last 14,000 years in our technological waves, but in our collective waves. And I think that's where we are going, and it's already happening right now.
That's really interesting. So in the initial example, I was saying, well, we could find that we have a breakaway civilization from in terms of the AI going out on its own. But what you're saying is very much along the lines of another futurist, which you've probably heard of, Dr. Michio Kaku, yep. who talks about exactly this. So what when you're saying, well, we just start the cycle over again, and the cells, instead of being cells in our body or organizations on Earth, become other civilizations and planetary systems that then start to form their own neural networks. And we enter in then into a galactic civilization where we start to get type 1, type 2, type 3 type civilizations working together. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I think it's like we are now moving towards a global consciousness on Earth, but it's after that we are going to a collective or of our solar system and perhaps consciousness. So it's a way higher level than we have today. But I think it's a very logical step. If you continue the steps which are happening in the past billion years, for example, and they repeat, then we will go there. And I think it's inevitable, and it's already happening, like I said before.
Well, this is really fascinating conversation, and we're so glad to have you on the show. We've had a lot of requests to bring futurists on the show, and traditionally they seem to think that what they're talking about is quite separate from the sort of things that we're interested in here. And yet what a futurist is really, in a way, is it's a modern-day prophet who is trying to tell us what the future is using the tools that we have now. So it's really quite interesting to listen to the kind of concepts that you have, and we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah, it's basically a prophet, modern day prophet. It's what I use. If you look at the waves that I use, it's like a tool. It's a model for me to extrapolate from here to what's coming next and look back at the past, what happened and how structures appeared and how what kind of properties emerges from those structures, and try to translate that into the future. And it's all behaving like the Fibonacci spiral, which is seeing a lot in nature.
So right, the Fibonacci sequence, of course.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And that gets us into fractals. I believe you've got a section in your book, a pretty good book, by the way, that people can get at your website right now, I believe, for it's a free download if people want it.
Yeah. If people want a digital version, they can download it on my website. And if you want an old-fashioned paper version, then you have to buy it at a bookstore or Amazon or so. But yeah, it's for free. The only thing that I ask in return is the email address, so we can keep you up to date on the latest developments.
So this is really interesting then, when we start talking about getting into this, what we're doing now then, when we start looking at these future civilizations, is we're emerging now into this, if we make it without destroying ourselves somehow with our own technology, this type one civilization where we'll be a unified world. We'll have a lot of the problems worked out in an almost Star Trek like almost utopia. And we'll be harnessing the energy, mostly of our own sun, and then we'll be looking out to connect with other worlds. How can we be sure that we're going to, or let's maybe rephrase that, how can we make this transition as smoothly as possible?
I think the only way is for people to align with who they truly are, to find their purpose. If by doing so, you align with nature, because we, technology, are all part of nature. We see ourselves as a separate thing from nature, but we are a result of nature, everything around us, even technology. So by aligning with your true purpose, who you really are, you start to do the things which are just like the cells in our body. Your heart cell is focused on pumping blood. Your lung cells are creating oxygen from the blood, from the air. So every cell is purpose-driven. And I think if humans within our society start to connect with their purpose and they start to do the things which are needed right now, that's the fastest way towards that connected society that we should go to. And I think we already passed the tipping point, so there's no way back. And technology already connected us on a global scale, so it's going fast now. But we don't have to, we should not mess up the last part. So, I think being purposeful, to align with your purpose is the fastest way.
We've got a lot more to come. We're talking with Christian Kroma, a futurist. And hopefully this future is going to be as positive as he envisions more to come with Gene. And Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You know, as you were talking earlier in the show, Christian, about the way you started this quest, about your daughter and everything, I was thinking of a character in one of the Star Trek series, I guess it was Voyager, the holographic doctor. They didn't have a real doctor on board the ship, so they created one. So we have a shortage of doctors now. in the U.S., I suspect in a lot of other countries. Is there going to be more and more participation by AI in dealing with medical issues?
Absolutely, absolutely. We already see this in many industries, especially the medical industry. We see virtual doctors, which can do a diagnosis much more accurate than a human being can do. Because the problem with doctors is they all have a fragment piece of knowledge. They went to school, they learned a lot, a bunch of things after that, but they also forgot a lot of things. But with AI, you can make a centralized knowledge on a global scale. And IBM Watson, for example, is building a virtual oncologue, and they can make a 98% accurate diagnose what kind of cancer someone has, what stage, and what is the best probable solution to heal that person. So, and we will see this in many other areas in the medical industry. Google, for example, already developed an app. They make a picture of the backside of your eye. And what they discovered using AI is that the vascular pattern in the backside of your eye is almost a copy of the vascular system around your heart. So if there are any abnormalities in your eye, they certainly are there in your or a region around your heart. So they can send you straight away to a specialist that can help you further. AI is able to see small nuances in all kind of patterns, in your heart rate, in your breathing patterns, everything. So we will have some kind of virtual doctor on our smartphone in 10 years from now. For $9.95 a month, you will have some kind of first virtual doctor that can answer a lot of questions regarding your health. I think we will be able to regain or take back the power of our health again. And AI will be able to help us. And we will see this in many other industries, virtual accountants, virtual private bankers, virtual diet coaches, virtual sporting coaches. You see it everywhere. But especially in the medical industry, it will make a very big difference because we are not relying on the medical systems anymore, which are much too expensive, way too slow. We can do things on our own and take back the power of our health again. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
What about serving you a hamburger or serving you your dinner? Someone taking your order, you're buying a 3-course meal, different dishes for family members. Is that going to be done robotically?
It could be. There are already robots which are able to cook a meal for you. Like it's a German manufacturer, Molly, and this robot can cook a star meal if you like. So it will be there in the future. Just like the cells in our body, they snap with their fingers and the nutrients are delivered at their doorstep. And I think we are moving into that same direction. I think if you see something, the system will know you need some kind of stuff or products or nutrients, and it will be delivered at your doorstep by a drone or whatever kind of technology. So I think we are going in the same direction as the cells in our body. A very advanced 3D logistics system which is able to deliver on demand every second that you need it. And for each individual is fully customized. Customized healthcare, customized food, customized products, everything. And again, this is already happening on a small scale, but I think when technology will make it a commodity, it will be cheaper and everyone will use it. And it's a matter of years, I think, before this will happen.
I'd like to talk to you about 3D printing, which, of course, is in the formative stages. Now, you can buy them, by the way. On our tech show, The Tech Night Now Live, we feature someone with a company like that. So they're talking, for example, of making a duplicate of human heart with the proper genetic components so there's no rejection. At the same time, kind of food replicator. Well, not a food replicator, that we're running short maybe on natural resources. You want a steak dinner, you punch it up in the replicator, and there you go.
Yeah, I definitely. You will have terahertz scanners, which are scanners which scan on a very high frequency, and they can see the compounds of a material, and then you can recreate that compound with a 3D printer. I don't know if I would like a steak from a 3D printer, but it will definitely be there. It's already done, printing food with a 3D printer. But I think robots will be perfectly capable to grow vegetables and grow food in a much more efficient way than we do today in vertical farms, for example. So I think the food problem, the energy problem, will be solved by smart technology in already the next decade, I think.
Okay, this is all. I just love your optimism. I really do. But like Gene, I also cannot help but see the challenges. So for starters, there's going to be a huge legal quagmire around all of this. Like, those who control the AI are then going to have the power. And that gets us into a whole new set of issues, some of which have been dramatized in sci-fi movies like AI or iRobot or Star Trek, where the legal status of the AI as a sentient being is in and of itself is called into question. So we get into issues about, you know, do we make these AIs our slaves? Do we allow them to be owned by single corporations who can charge us to have that device on our wrist that tells us that we need to go see the doctor? How much is it going to cost us? If we can download our consciousness into some sort of a machine, there's already a really quite good parody out there on the internet called Life 2.0, where you wake up in your AI shell, and the first thing you have to agree to is a terms of service contract that is very expensive. You know, so how are we going to deal with those things?
Well, first of all, I don't think that we can upload our consciousness. We don't have an idea what consciousness is. And uploading it will be the next big step. I don't believe that.
It makes the point that still, whether you've got that device on your wrist that's connected to the AI that the big company owns, it says, okay, we'll tell you what's wrong with you so long as you agree to these terms of service, which means that you're going to have to pay their lawyers if anything goes wrong. So there's really some problems that I'm seeing with a lot of this. How do we get around that?
Well, I think that that's the organizational issue. Today's organizations are driven by profits, by shareholders. They have a completely different set of incentives than the organizations of the future. I believe that organizations of the future will be a group of individuals that use hive mind-like technology, AI, and human intelligence to make decisions. They don't have a board of directors. They don't have a CEO. They act like a flock of birds, and they behave in real time. With these new kind of organizations, we'll have completely different incentives. And that's the entire blockchain wave is all about, is decentralizing power and knowledge. I think if one big company like Facebook or Google owns the rights and the authority of all the AI that we have, smart, then it's going in the wrong direction with our world. I think that we will have to experience that first before we start to develop decentralized AI. And it's already happening. Speaking to a professor in London, they are currently developing AI in the blockchain. So AI is completely redistributed across many small nodes, and together it behaves like one single big AI. And for now, we will have the big companies like Google and Facebook, which are developing and owning the AI and have also the power that come with it. But in the future, it will be distributed. I'm completely sure about that.
We're going to have a lot more to come. A couple of more segments with Christian Kroma. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 20 people have been killed during a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. 26 people are injured. This woman was inside when it happened.
I wasn't really paying attention, but I heard do, do, do. And then it went do, 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 like closer together. So then that's when I thought it was gunshots.
Police say they believe it to be a lone shooter who is in custody. He's a 21-year-old white male who's been identified as Patrick Crucius. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texans are grieving. He tweets, "We thank first responders for their swift action. We ask God to bind up the wounds of all who have been harmed. Edie Holberg is at a family reunification center. Many people are worried and looking for their loved ones.
I want to just find my mom. Somebody needs to tell me where she is. I want to know if she's dead or alive or if she's still in Walmart.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Christian Kroma, we only have a couple of segments left and a lot of ground to cover as we try to look into humanity's future. Now, looking at this, obviously you're making a good guess to predict what happened. Have you compared the work of futurists of a while back to see how well they did?
Well, I have a lot of colleagues, futurist colleagues, which are speaking on events, and then most of them are focusing on trends and then nice gadgets and technologies and stuff. They're doing quite well because they don't predict 5 years ahead of now. They say, okay, we will go to Mars, we'll have space stations. Yes, of course we will have, but it's not quite specific. My predictions are more specific, and I think they are quite accurate. But if I compare them to other futurists, it's very hard. Ray Kurzweil, for example, from Google, is very good at making predictions, but he's predicting where Moore's Law is. So he's very good at calculating Moore's Law, so where computing power will be at a specific year, at a specific date. And he is 85% accurate in doing so. And he's making likewise predictions as I do about singularity point and afterwards. So I've read a lot of books and also religious books or books from old cultures, and you see that all these cultures are describing the same kind of events happening. So I'm pretty convinced that my predictions are quite on track with all these different kind of perspectives which are in ancient books, ancient knowledge, but also from other futurists. So I try to gain new perspectives and compare them with my own and learn from it and adjust my predictions accordingly and improve my predictions in that way.
Right. They are part of the process. And if it's a dynamic process and is changing fairly rapidly and evolving, then naturally you would have to do the same in order to be able to keep up with those changes. So that makes perfect sense. Kurzweil, you mentioned, of course. Now, one of his bestsellers, I think, was The Age of Spiritual Machines, which I read and was, it made a lot of sense. But again, it sort of assumes that we've got this ability to create machines with consciousness, because the spiritual, so for lack of a better term, aspect of AI, we cannot be sure of. So once again, we're at that point where, well, what about the rights of machines that are that, even if they don't have a consciousness of their own, if they're that intelligent, do they become our slaves then? Like, suppose, okay, it becomes decentralized and everyone somehow is able to have the equivalent of a supercomputer, which now takes up several floors of buildings or distributed amongst a whole bunch of other things on their wrist. And how is that going to relate to us in its own individual way? How would we be able to say, well, we own you, you tell me what's wrong with me now, or else what? You know, it's a legitimate question. Who is thinking for who at that point?
Yeah, I don't believe that in the future we'll have an AI thinking for us. I think it will be a combination. The most accurate systems are combinations, hybrid systems of human intelligence and machine intelligence. We are very good in emotional intelligence, and machines are very good in cognitive intelligence, factual intelligence. And if you combine those two, you have a new kind of intelligence which is better than separate parts. So I believe that in the future it will be more like a hybrid, just like the biological tissues in our body and the cells. It's working together in harmony. And I believe that technology and humanity is going to that direction. Exactly how, I don't know, but I think light will be one of the ways to communicate with separate entities within those networks in the future. So how it exactly will look like, I don't know, but I think it will be like in our body, there will be equality between the tissues and the cells and the cells and the tissues. It's a more holistic view. You cannot see separate parts of it as standalone. You have to see it as a whole, and then it works like one big system. So we still think in separate pieces or in individuals, but I think in the future it will be more a collective, a different kind of thinking. And it's perhaps a bit difficult to visualize or to imagine, but I think it's a much more holistic approach towards technology integration into humanity and vice versa.
Well, of course, like say in the movie The Matrix, what we are in that particular situation is actually connected to a vast AI network, literally connected, where our personalities are immersed in the whole thing. And we believe that the reality we experience there is the objective reality that is the universe we live in as whole, until the people find out who are in there, well, it's not. And then you get into all of these quandaries about consciousness, reality, rights. And it seems like, and I don't mean to be critical, but it seems like you're having a lot of faith in what's going to happen with technology in the future in the face of some really, really powerful systems that are not only are going to be able to, that we can't do without already, but that they very well may be able to do without us. In the not too distant future.
Yeah, well, I trust nature. I see that nature is leveling out all these problems in a very intelligent and elegant way. And I think even if we cannot see how it will be solved, I think it will be solved. That nature will help us, or the collective as we are, as humanity, will level out these problems and balance itself, like what happened in all these other waves. So I'm quite confident that that will happen. How it will happen exactly, I don't know. If you look at the entities today which are in power and you extrapolate it to the future, yes, that will be a very dystopian future, like the Matrix. But, I think it will work out and it will balance itself, like nature is very good at. Who says that we are not living in a matrix-like simulation already? I think it's very likely, if you look at the quantum physics or where they are going in that science, is that that we are already living in some kind of simulation with each other. So perhaps we will discover that we will live in a situation, in a simulation.
that's really interesting. So when you put it, but I just had to there, because these are pretty tough abstract concepts to visualize, for people if you're not used to it. But when visualizing what you were saying about the analogy between our cellular structure and organizational structure and AI, and what we're dealing with is not only a comparison between biology and technology, but various scales of existence. So now when we bring in this idea of living possibly in some sort of a construct ourselves, we change the scale to our entire world, our entire universe, simply being one cell in a much larger system that we have no idea about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a couple of years ago, I stumbled upon the work of Arthur M. Young. He's the founder or the inventor, sorry, of the Bell helicopter. And he complemented my work with all the other basic building stones of our universe, where all those seven waves are repeating themselves. So if you look at the first wave, the first step, then it's about light. Then it's about a world where there's no space, there's no time. And we are now in wave seven, in the seventh stage almost, of seven groups of the seventh wave, technology wave. And we are going again to that virtual world where there's no time and there's no space in this virtual world. So perhaps we are close to a closed loop of the entire system. So if you look in that way, then you can see it as we are breaking out of our own simulation. We reach some kind of intelligence which is proving that we live in a situation which is simulated. The Mayas, for example, the old culture, Mayas is called an illusion. So we are living in an illusion, not in the real world. So it's very esoterical, but I like to philosophize about these questions, but it's a very interesting direction to think.
I'd like to upset the programming sometimes. Last up, we're going to cover a final segment with Christian Kroma, futurist. With Gene and Randall, we hope we have a future. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Christian Kroma back for the final segment. Randall, do we have any questions left from the audience in our forum?
Yes, we do. We have one here from Marduk, and he asked, what is the best way to explain the fundamentals of computability, math, and informatics to lay people, including those interested in paranormal phenomena like those that listen to the Paracast? And also, a note to listeners, it looks like you can download the ebook for free. Okay, we've covered that. Yep, you can get the ebook for free on Christian's website. But he is talking about expert systems. And AI, and how is it that you best communicate that to your audience when you start talking about integrating technology with humanity?
Well, the way I do it is visualize things, because it's a very abstract subject, and not many people are thinking in that kind of way, on that level. So what I try to do is to visualize all these steps in a very visual, elegant, and then easy to understand way, and then go step by step through these waves and explain them how they work. And that's for me the way to explain these abstract concepts. I'm currently working on a movie, a documentary, which is also using a lot of visuals, animations to explain how these waves behave and how we are evolving as a species from this conscious field. So visualizing is for me the way to transfer this information to my target audience.
What would you do if you found out we're in the Matrix reality?
If I find out, I will jump in the air. I don't know. I think I will be very happy. I think it covered a lot of other questions if you find out.
Well, this is something that is taken very seriously, actually. They had the Isaac Asimov debate panel hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson, David Chalmers, the philosopher, particle physicists. Serious people with serious credentials who were taking the subject very seriously. So who knows? It might be something that we find out we're a very small cell in a much larger system yet. And that would be very interesting. So what's your next step? Who would you really like to reach? I think that futurists have been missing a huge audience in the type of audience that we have, which is very interested in the future, sci-fi, stuff that's a little bit out there on the edge, but it's forward thinking. So who else are you aiming at now?
Currently, I'm aiming at corporates, big companies that hire me for conferences and in-company presentations. But in the future, I'm working on a documentary so that I can reach a much wider audience, a worldwide audience. Basically, I want to reach individuals and explain them in a very holistic way that we are all small parts in a bigger holistic whole. My big goal is to reach 1 billion people in my lifetime. that sounds like a huge number, but I think with new technologies, etc., that appear in the next 10, 15 years, it will be possible. In the end, I want to create enlightening, transformative experiences. And you can explain that like an astronaut who is in space looking out of his porthole towards Earth. And most of them tell that they have a very deep religious or spiritual experience by seeing that they are so small part of a bigger whole. And I want to use virtual reality and these kind of new technologies, completely personalized experiences, to give people that same kind of experience as astronauts have in space, that transformative, enlightening experience that people change. And that's my goal or my purpose for the rest of my life. So make the story more compact, translate it in engaging visuals, custom-made visuals for individuals, and help them to reach a higher level of consciousness, a more holistic way of looking at our world.
As you were talking about future developments, I was thinking of two words for the future: time travel. How would you accept that?
Well, perhaps if we break out of the matrix, we know that time is an illusion. So then it's time travel. I believe that time is an illusion, and to experience this reality which we are in right now. And I think if you could dive deeper into the quantum realm, it will discover how to manipulate time, for example. I think it's possible in the future, and perhaps extraterrestrial visits are like visiting visits from ourselves, from a different time or a different space. Who knows?
Well, you're not so far off from our audience as you might have first believed, and we have a lot of people. I'm actually more skeptical of that than most of our audience is. When it comes to dimensions and traveling in time, I think that we really don't understand that well enough to make those kinds of assessments. But what I do think is that if you're right about how technology mirrors its creators, that with your experience saving your daughter's life, that is one of the most positive things I can possibly think of in the entire world that's come out of this quest for you, and that I really hope that the future is influenced by more people like you.
I'm doing my best, so I try to reach a lot of people. So, let's work in this future.
Let me ask you another question, but we've talked about time travel briefly. What about a multiverse, multiple universes simultaneously existing but separated, like Channel 7 and Channel 14?
Well, if we are living in some kind of matrix or simulation, there are probably more, and there are probably infinite amount of realities. And I think if we go into the realm of quantum computing, which is accessing multiple levels of multiple dimensions, then we will perhaps see that there are infinite amount of possibilities. And if we can choose one with our intentions, and that with that we can create the world that we live in. So I think that we are not that far away from discovering these things than we perhaps think. And then quantum computing might be the technology that will push us in that realm to discover that there are multiple realities, and that we can choose one by focusing our consciousness on that specific version, which is manifesting at that moment. And it's already with the split, how do you call this experiment?
Right, the double slit experiment.
Yeah, exactly, that one.
Quantum indeterminacy. We've got a whole thread on our forum about science and the unexplained consciousness. We think a lot about this stuff out here in the world of the paranormal. And you have to, in order to try to reach ahead and explain the experiences that are happening to people. We're not so far apart as you think in terms of how we look at the world. And we've got a lot of people in our audience who are into business and into big business. And I think you'd make a fantastic speaker at one of their keynotes.
I would love to. Yeah, sure.
Well, you see, Randall is not volunteering to be your lecture bureau, but, maybe he'll try. Christian Kroma, for those who are interested in following more of your work, is there a site they can go to?
Yeah, sure. My website is www.christiankroma.com. On that website, they can download the free version of the book. And I have a YouTube channel as well, but you can also access that from the website.
By the way, Kroma, we should spell that. K-R-O-M-M-E.
That's correct, yeah. And Christian, one A at the end.
Okay, yeah, so this way you'll get the right site. You can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast. You can find us on Facebook despite the privacy concerns. We're doing our best to set things up there to work properly. A group and a community. Randall, I've asked him to figure out what that means, okay? And it will take a few years, but we'll figure it out. Seriously, we also have a second radio show called After the Paracast, which explores further discussion, sometimes continuing our interviews with the main guest, sometimes just Randall and I talking, sometimes a very special guest, like last week we had Morgan Knudsen, and she, of course, has been on the regular show, and she had so much more to say, but you have to get After the Paracast to hear it, and that requires being a member of the Paracast Plus. You also get a version of the show free of the network ads. Cut out, better quality audio. All this for prices starting at $1.49 a week. Give up the 7-Eleven coffee and sign up for the Paracast Plus, also monthly, yearly, five-year lifetime. And one more thing. Christian Kroma will return on this weekend's episode of After the Paracast. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. That's an information page with links on how to sign up. You basically have to be a member of the forum or join plus.theparacast.com. This has been a fascinating look at the future, hopefully a positive one. From Christian Kroma, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.